In the gospel reading tonight, our Lord tells us that the one that we need to be afraid of is not the one who can kill us, but the one who actually has the power to cast us into eternal condemnation. And so it is the Lord. And the reason is, ultimately, if we look at it, we know that there are only the two options of where we can spend eternity. And if we're going to want to go to heaven, then we also need to be aware of the fact that we could very easily lose it. We live in a time when people think that there is not much that they can do to cause themselves to lose heaven. Some, of course, want to believe that as long as they have some sort of generic belief in Jesus, that they're going straight to heaven. Then you have others, including lots of priests, who say that it is so difficult, almost impossible, actually, to commit a mortal sin, that therefore almost nobody possibly could. Maybe somebody with a degree in theology who has so much advanced studies, maybe that person could, maybe, possibly commit a mortal sin. But the average person, nah, they can't do that. Actually, one time was giving an examination of conscience to high school kids before they were going to go to confession. One of the priests who was there to hear the confessions stormed out. And when somebody caught up to him and asked what was going on, he said, "This guy's telling high school kids that they could commit a mortal sin. They can't commit a mortal sin." It's like, really? When you're in high school, you don't have the ability to commit a mortal sin? Well, that was this guy's idea. Again, apparently, only somebody who is quite advanced in theological studies must have the ability to do this. That's not what Jesus told us in the gospel. He didn't say, if you have all this ability and all this understanding and so on, and then on top of that, you go ahead and commit something. No, he didn't say that. He told us as a general rule, we need to be concerned that we could be cast into Gehenna. And it's not something that we want to be living in fear of, but rather to have that healthy kind of respect, to realize that we could, through our own actions, lose heaven. Now again, we need to be very careful. There are people who have literally said to me, "Do you think God would actually cast me into hell for skipping Mass on Sunday morning? I mean, I go almost every week, so if I skip Mass once in a while, so what?" I think there's a commandment about that, isn't there? So again, we have these cavalier attitudes that, you know what, I can get away with just about anything. After all, I'm a good person. Yeah. What's good is what God has created. We're made in His image and likeness. That's very good. What we have done? No. We can't take any kind of credit for being good if that's what we're looking at. What is good came from God. What we have done is anything but. And so we need to have that kind of healthy fear, recognizing that, yes, we do have the capacity to lose heaven, that we have the ability to offend God, that we don't want to be presumptuous, that we don't want certainly to be arrogant. Again, ask yourself just the simple question, assuming that when, well, I guess we all know we all will go to judgment, so forget the next part. So you're going to die. You're going to be judged. This happens actually, this particular meditation on the first day of St. Ignatius at Loyola's spiritual exercises. To meditate on your death, what's it going to be like? Okay, let's take it the next step. You die. Your soul immediately goes to judgment. What do you picture happening? Do we have the same cavalier attitude as we got down here? Hey, Jesus, buddy. Or, yeah, whatever. Jesus is there, that's cool. No. Read the scriptures. Look what happened to his best friend. The one who put his head on Jesus' chest at the Last Supper. The one who is called the beloved disciple. The one to whom our blessed Lord entrusted the care of his own mother. And when he saw Jesus in glory, he tells us that everything was drained out of him and he fell flat on his face. It wasn't Jesus' buddy. This is Almighty God. He is the judge of the living and the dead. And we're going to have to stand before him. And we're going to answer for what we have done and what we have failed to do. And while we might try to justify ourselves and we can rationalize our way around just about anything, we need to be really honest with ourselves. And again, it might be good just to take up that point of meditation. What's it going to look like when you stand before him for judgment? Are you going up there with all the confidence in the world because you are such a great person that you're going straight in? The only confidence we can have is in him, not in ourselves. Are we confident in his mercy? Not again in the presumptuous way, because remember, once you die, once your soul leaves the body, there is no more forgiveness. There is no more repentance. This can only happen while you are alive. And so people will say, well, when I stand before the Lord, then I'll be sorry. Well, yeah, you will. The other meaning of that. If we're not repentant here, we're not going to be repentant there. We'll be sorry for the rest of eternity, but we're not going to repent. So we need to do that now. And we need to really look at what it's going to be like if we're going to stand before him as our judge. It's a good thing to ponder, to have that healthy filial fear. We don't want the servile fear. That's not any good. But we need to have that healthy kind of fear, because even the greatest saints who were united with the Lord always would tell us to maintain always that reverence and the respect for our Lord. That's what we have to be about, whether that's our blessed Lord truly present in the Holy Eucharist, whether it's our blessed Lord who is dwelling within our hearts, or whether it's even just the way we talk about him, the way we use his holy name, whatever it may be, always we want to have that reverence and that respect, remembering always who he is, and also remembering who we are. Remember, less than a speck of dust. That's not anything to be proud of, is it? Certainly not anything to be presumptuous about. So we throw ourselves on his mercy. We repent of our sins and we trust that he will indeed forgive us because that's what he has promised. But maintain that healthy kind of fear so that we don't presume on his mercy. But the repentance is true and it's real. We repent because we love him, not because we're scared, but because we love him and we want to be with him and we don't want to do anything that would offend him. We don't want to have anything between us. That's what this is all about. So keep the focus on him. And as you do, be careful because as the old saying goes, familiarity breeds contempt. We don't want that. We want this familiarity to breed charity, to have a greater love for our blessed Lord, so we have that healthy filial fear of the one who, after putting to death, can also cast us into Gehenna.